This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome you all to the continuation of your intensive Arabic class. Khalas, hayyakumullah. Our third session, walhamdulillah. First session, we learnt a lot. Second session, we went through a lot of revision. And the third session, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we learned some new stuff. Doctor, what's your name, Sheikh? Abdullah, excellent. By default, it's Abdullah. Excellent. Let's do some magic. Watch this. So if he's talking, he would say, ismi. Look here. The word ism. The word ism is name. Are you with me? The word ism is name. Then there's a ya of possession. There's a ya of possession which indicates me, which indicates, you know, belongs to me. Then we do a marriage here. The possession marriage. What marriage? What nikah? The nikah of possession. We take ism and we add a ya, and ism was name and became my name. This is qalamun. Add a ya. My qalamun, my pen, qalami. If I give you the word kitabun and that ya, marry them, it becomes kitabi. If I told you jawalun, cell phone, and add the ya, marry the ya to it, becomes jawali. My jawal, my phone. If it was kitabun, kitabi. If it was faslun, classroom, faslun. It becomes fasli, my classroom. Jayid. So that ya indicates belongs to me. So that wasn't the magic. The magic comes now. So he says, ismi Abdullah. My name is Abdullah. Excellent. If I am talking, so he's talking about himself. Jayid, my name is Abdullah. I'm talking now. I said ra'aytu. Ra'aytu, I saw. Jayid, ru'ya. Ra'aytu, I saw. I saw. I saw Abdullah. I saw, he's the object. He's the object of my sight. My sight fell on him. Jayid, the verb here, ra'aytu, seen, verbal sentence. Ra'aytu fell on him. My sight fell on him. Ra'aytu Abdullah. Excellent. Then I said to someone else, I made salam. Salamtu, and then I used one of the harf of jar. Salamtu, I made salam. Ala, to, upon. It means upon here. Salam, salam, upon. Salamtu ala Abdillah. Why is it Abdillah? Because it's been affected by that ala, which is a harf of jar. And that takes us to our topic now. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Jayid. If you open up to your notes, your class notes, etc., page number 8, they give you some of the examples of the huruf of jar. Jayid, some of them are our ala, our min. Ala means on, or upon. Jayid, even in English, look at that. Upon has an on in it. I didn't even realize that before. Jayid. And min means from. Ila means to. Fi means in. Jayid. The lam means belongs to, possession. Belongs to. Then we got the ba, which means by or at, etc., or in the name of, etc., etc., right? And there's many examples there, right? Let's look at our main book first. Page number 21 of the main book, lesson number 4. We're introducing ourselves to the majrur, to the harf of jar. What does jar mean? The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever jar of his garment with pride, then such and such applies to him. Drags, pulls down, right? These letters, they pull down the next word from a dhamma or a fatha to a kasra. Look there. Al-baytu. Al-baytu. The house. Fil bayti. In the house. Fil bayti, in the house. So when we added the fi from al-baytu, it becomes fil bayti. How's this? Who's the bright spot? If I said Beitun and I put a fi in front, it would be fi Beitin. Fi Beitin. Because that it's either one kasra or it's double kasra. And that double or the one is dependent on it being definite or indefinite, the alif and lam or no alif and lam. Ralda, look there. So al masjidu fil masjidi. Al maktabu ala al maktabi. Al maktabu, the desk or the table. Ala al maktabi, on the table. Jayid, on the table. As sariru ala sariri. The bed on the bed. Jayid ala sariri. So we learned their fi, we learned ala. They are what, sisters? Huruf of jar. Haruf is one, huruf is plural. Huruf of jar. They make the noun which comes after it take a kasra. Look at the conversation. Aina Muhammadun? Yalla. What's aina? Aina Muhammadun? Where is Muhammad? Then they say there, huwa. Huwa means he. Huwa fil ghurfati. Repeat.
Huwa fil ghurfati.
Huwa fil ghurfati. He is in the
room.
He is in the room. Ghurfa is a room. Huwa fil ghurfati. Repeat.
Huwa fil ghurfati.
Wa aina yasirun. And where is Yasir? Aina yasirun. Repeat. Circle the huruf of jar. Right? Huwa fil hammami.
Huwa
fil hammami.
Huwa fil hammami.
So circle that fi. It is the harf of jar here. Huwa fil hammam. He is in the hammam. What's a hammam? The bathroom. Jayid, the bathroom, the toilet. Jayid, huwa fil hammami. Wa aina aminatu. Side note. Deeper stuff. When it comes to female names, we do not say like how we say for the male names. Look here. For male names, many of them, we say Bilalun. They can take a tanween. Bilalun. Muhammadun. Yasirun. Jamilun. They can take the tanween. Female names, ma fi tanween. You can never say Aishatun. Haram. You cannot say Fatimatun, haram. Maryamun, mafi, no such thing. Zainabun, no such thing. It's all Zainabu, Maryamu, Aishatu, Fatimatu. Jayid? Coming up later, I think that's lesson number 22 or 21. But we just threw it in there now, inshallah. Jayid? So you understand there, someone might, why they Muhammadun and Yasirun and Amina is also a name. Why they're not saying Aminatun? Because these female names, they are mamnu'um min as-sarf. They cannot take tanween. Wa aina aminatu? Hiya. Repeat, hiya. So huwa for he and hiya for her. She. Jayid. Hiya fil matbakhi. She's in the? She's in the matbakh. Everyone say matbakh. Matbakh. And see, your mouth gets full. Why? Because the place where your mouth gets full is the kitchen, inshallah. Excellent. Yeah? And see, the word ta'am, ta'am is full. Also, your mouth gets big. Ta'am, ta'am. Jayid. Hiya fil matbakhi. She is in the kitchen. Don't confuse you here, but look here. The word huwa means he. And the word hiya means she. Are you with me? Are you with me? Huh? Then, okay, that's with a human being. Where's Suleiman? He is in the room. Where is Fatima? She is in the office. Where's the pen? It is on the table. Where's the pen? It is on the table. So that it, in Arabic we don't have like an it. It comes from the same thing here. Because remember, everything is masculine and feminine. Arabic, every word is masculine and feminine. So if I asked, you know, Aina al-ma'u, where is the water? I can't say, where is the water? Aina al-ma'u, by the way, al-ma'u, masculine or feminine?
Masculine.
So I can say, he is on the table. I can use that huwa, but in my translation, it wouldn't be he, it would be it. Did you get that? Again. English doesn't have every single word broken up into masculine and feminine, right? So it needs an it. It needs an it. Whereas Arabic doesn't really need that. We don't need an it, a separate it. Because every word in the Arabic language is masculine or feminine. So when they say, where is the car? She is parked outside. Where is Fatima? She is in the office. Where is the water? He is on the table. Where is Suleiman? He is under the table. Are you with me? It can happen, but in translation, we wouldn't translate it as he. We would translate it in English as it. Because it is the equivalent. So, when we say, Aina al-ma'u, we say, Huwa al-maktabi. Huwa al-maktabi. Where is the pen? Aina al-qalamu? Huwa tahta al-maktabi. It is under the desk. Aina al-qalamu? Huwa fil fasli. It is in the classroom. Jayid. Aina al-sayaratu? Where is the car? Sayaratu, feminine. أين السيارة هي أمام المسجد. She is in front of the masjid. Technically means it is in front of the masjid. أمام in front of the masjid. خلاص. So look there. وأين آمنة هي في. So technically هو means he. I can also mean it for masculine. هي means she. I also means it. For feminine. Yes or no?
Yes.
That's a bit deep, I know that. Yalla, next one. وَأَيْنَ الْكِتَابُ There's it. هُوَ عَلَى الْمَكْتَبِ
هُوَ عَلَى
الْمَكْتَبِ Translate that, it would be it is on the table. Right? But we use that هُوَ, which technically also means who, he. But why using who? Because why using a he? Because Arabic language, everything is a he or her. خلاص؟ جيد. وأين الساعة؟ Is that a feminine word or a masculine word? أين الساعة؟ Where's the watch? It's a feminine. How you know? It's got the ta marbuta there. جيد. وأين الساعة؟ Then on the side there they say هي على السرير. Repeat. It is on the bed. We're reading again there. أين محمد؟ Where's Muhammad? Huwa fil ghurfati. He's in the room. Wa ayna yasirun? Huwa fil hammami. He's in the shower. Jayid. Or toilet. Jayid. Usually today when they say hammam, they mean toilet. Jayid. Wa ayna, originally hammam meant the place where you take a bath. But today, its usage in Arabic is usually dealing with toilet. Example, you go to Turkey, you have the Turkish hammam. Turkish hammam, you know, that bath, etc. Yalla. Wa ayna aminatu? Hiya fil matbakhi. See, even the roles are very gender specific in Arabic, mashallah. Jayid. Where's Ahmed? Or where's Muhammad? He's in the room or he's in the toilet. As for Amina, she's in the matbakh. Jayid. Mashallah. Jayid. Wa ayna al kitabu? Huwa ala al-maktabi. They're very specific with the segregation, mashallah. Wa ayna as-sa'atu? Hiya ala as-sariri. So that's another thing we learned now. Jayid. Everything because gender issue, we got huwa and we got hiya. And huwa can also be used for it masculine, and hiya can be used for it feminine. That's something new. Moving on. And there's a picture of the kitchen, mashallah. Al-matbakhu. They put the picture there. Alhamdulillah. Shayid. If she didn't know, so, you know, maybe she'll gauge now. Excellent. Tamarino. Ajib anil asila al-atiya. Answer the following. Ajib. What's ajib? Give the jawab. It's an order. Jawab, nice word. Then ajib. Answer. If I said to you, kum. We will say, kum, order. You know, you put an exclamation mark. Kum, stand up. If I told you, kif, stop. Kif, stop. Waqafa means to stop. It's the full verb, waqafa. But if it's a verb of order and amr, then it's kif, stop. Another example, for example, kataba, yaktubu, to write. I'm telling you, ordering you to write. Uktub. So it ends on a sukun. It's an order. So they wrote their ajib, answer. عن الأسئلة, the أسئلة, the questions, الآتية, which follow. Answer the following questions. جيد. There is a version of this book that you have in front of you. Anyone here has that? The newer versions, like how you have أجيب عن الأسئلة, and they will have the English written underneath it. What they've done is, seems like the photocopied copy that you have, is the full Arabic, and then you get the key separate in about 15 pages, which has all the English for everything there. Everything, the English key. And you have another version of this book, you know, which gives you the Arabic and the key together on the same page. So it's got the Arabic and the English below. So it makes your new people's lives maybe slightly easier. Jaid, but the harder way you learn better, inshallah. That's why Khalid printed this one. Anyway, أين الكتاب؟ I want answers from you people now, your child. Jaid, I'm asking you, أين الكتاب؟ ما معنى أين الكتاب؟ This book here. أين الكتاب؟ Where's the book? Ibrahim will answer. Jaid, فضل يا إبراهيم. See, two ways of answering. He said, Al-Kitabu. So he mentioned that noun specifically. He didn't bring a pronoun. Look here, talking. Muhammad is a boy. Muhammad is tall. Muhammad comes from Durban. Muhammad is sleeping. In English, do we repeat Muhammad? No. We say Muhammad is a boy. He is tall. He is a student. He is sleeping. We bring pronouns after that. Yes or no? Excellent. So let's do the same. Let's not, you could answer it, أين الكتاب, long story, bore the people. الكتاب على المكتب, the book is on the table. Or we could say, it is on the table. Right? So let's go the it route. أين الكتاب, هو على المكتب, excellent. أين محمد,
هو
في المسجد, ما شاء الله, جيد. And as we said, 99% of words which end with the ta marbuta, they are feminine. How many? 99% of words which end with the ta marbuta are feminine. Give me an exception. Hamza.
Khalifa.
It's ending with the ta marbuta, but it's to do with a man. Right? Usama. So you know, right? Usama. It's got that. Hamza. Talha. Jaid, they got the ta, but masculine, obviously. Jaid, male, right? But 99% if they end with the ta marbuta, they are feminine. Jaid. So next one there. أين الساعة؟ فضل دكتور. أين الساعة؟ Where's the watch? أين الساعة؟
هي في الفصل.
Huh? هي في الفصل. Doctor says, it is in the classroom. Where is the watch? هي Fasli. It is in the classroom. Technically that here means she, but here it translates as it. Getting deep now, Ya Mashaif, isn't it? Yalla Muhammad. Aina Yasirun. Huwa fil masjidi. Next one. Aina Aminatu. If you don't want to just say pass, ma fi mushkila at all. Aina Aminatu. Hiya fil. Amina. Aina Amina to? Here. Here. Not hey, but here. Shahid. Here, fil. Here, fil. Here, fil. Maktabi. Maktabi. Shahid. Here, fil. Matbahi. Here, fil. Matbahi. Aina Amina to? Here, fil. Matbahi. She is in the? She is in the kitchen. So in English, we'll translate it certain sentences as she, based upon human being, and certain ones as it. Next one. A'aminatu fil ghurfati, the alif of questioning. So first here you have to tell us yes or no, and then comma and something. A'aminatu fil matba fil matb ghurfati, fadal?
La, hiya fil matbakh.
La. So he puts it, no, comma. Hiya fil matbakhi. She is in the kitchen. She's not in the ghurfa, not in the room, she's in the kitchen. Are you all with me, Ya Mashaykh?
Yes.
If you're not with me, Ya Mashaykh, tell me, and we'll catch you, we'll pick you up, inshallah. Jayid, don't get lost.
Yeah.
Are you with me, Doctor?
Yes.
Jayid. Who's not with us? Who's not with us? No issue, put up your hand, Jayid. Yalla, moving on. So, A'aminatu fil ghurfati? La. Hiya fil? Hiya fil matbakhi. Jayid. أعوذ بالله. Look at number 7. أياسر في المطبخ. Doctor. يلا. Doctor, give us the answer. The question, what does it mean? أياسر في المطبخ. What does it mean? Is Yasir in the? In the kitchen. So what's your answer there? أياسر في المطبخ.
لا.
لا. جيد كما.
هو ياسر
You either use that noun, so you say Yasir and Boaz, or you just say he. You can't say huwa Yasir. Can't have both.
La.
La. Huwa.
Huwa.
Huwa fil masjid. La. Huwa fil masjid. Jayid. So again, Ayasirun fil matbahi. Is Yasir in the matbah? La. Comma. هو في المسجد هو في البيت هو في الحمام هو في الغرفة هو على السرير he is on the سرير هو where هو في السوق he is in the marketplace هو في الدكان جيد excellent next person من see new word now من جيد what's من Man means who? Oh, we did this.
Yeah, we did.
We did this. We said mahada, mahada, and for an aqil, we say manhada. So the question is, man fil ghurfati? Yeah, doctor, man fil ghurfa? Man fil ghurfati? Who is in the? Who is in the room? Fadla, doctor, man fil ghurfati? Muhammadun fil ghurfati. Muhammadun fil ghurfati. Everyone repeat. Muhammadun fil ghurfati.
Muhammadun.
Jayyid. Wa man fil hammami. What's the wow? And. Wa man fil hammami. So if Muhammad is in the room. Wa man fil hammami. Who's in the toilet? Huh? Oscar's wife, isn't it? وَمَنْ فِي الْحَمَّامِ That's what Oscar's supposed to ask. That's what he forgot to ask. مَنْ فِي الْحَمَّامِ Jayid, he only asked, مَنْ فِي الْحَمَّامِ Different story, Jayid. So, وَمَنْ فِي الْحَمَّامِ And who is in the? And who is in the toilet? So, جواب, next person, Doctor, مَنْ فِي الْحَمَّامِ يَاسِرٌ فِي الْحَمَّامِ Jayid. Next question. Father Doctor. Mada. Something new. A new questioning word. Yes or no? Mada. Jayid. This translates as what? Jayid. Mada. Mada. What? Jayid. Mada ala al-maktabi. What is on the desk? Mada ala al-maktabi. What is on the desk? Jayid. Something's, you know, you don't know what's happening with this guy. Mada bika. You know, what's happening with you? What's wrong with you? Mada. Mada bika. Jayid. So, mada what? Jayid. And then you can say, if you put a lam in front of it, you all know this word. Limada. Why? So, mada is what? If you put a lam in front of that, it becomes limada. Why? Mada what? Limada. Why what? Means... Why? Jayid, why? Limada, why? Limada, someone comes late. So, limada, limada ta'akharta. Why you came akhir? Why you came late? Jayid, limada ta'akharta. Someone is sick. Limada anta maridun? Why are you sick? Jayid, etc. So here we got mada, what? Mada ala al-maktabi, what's on the desk? Yalla, answer, doctor. Mumtaz. Look at how he used that harf of jar. Al-qalamu. See, number one, he did not say al-qalamun, which was haram. Can't be definite and indefinite. He said, the pen. Al-qalamu. Excellent. What about it? Give me info about it, brother. Give me a khabar about it. Al-qalamu. Al-maktabi. Ala harf of jar. Makes the next word take a kasra. So it's al-maktabi. على المكتبي not على المكتب but على المكتبي why is it مكتبي because of the على which is a harf of jar fancy term here look at the board look here على المكتبي and in all these sentences you can say for example في المسجد right so this here you know is called what harf of jar yes or no the harf of jar the letter of jar And then this thing here, fancy term for it, it's called ism. By the way, we all know that's an ism. Ism, we said Arabic language divided into ism nouns. Is that a noun? Masjid, is it a noun? It's a place. Yes, it's an ism. Then what about it? It's an ism majroor. Ism majroor. It's a noun which has been majroorified because of the harf of jar. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Giving us some telling about its condition. It's an ism, it's a noun which has been majroorified. So we say this is harf of jar, and al-maktabi is a ism majroor. We say fi harf of jar, and masjidi is ism majroor.
Yalla, don't worry too much about that, inshallah. Next one, next person. Yalla, read. Only got about 20 minutes before we break. Fadal, ya doctor.
Mada ala sarir.
Mada ala sarir. Sisters, translate. Mada ala sarir. What is ala on? See, that's why we say, on. On gives a level of highness. Yes or no? The word ala, something to do with something high. Yes or no? Indication of highness. That's why Ali, what does Ali mean? The esteemed one. The high one. Ali ulu, high one. We say, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wata'ala, the high one. Jayid. Million matters, you know, you learn. We just came to learn Arabic here. Jayid. But look at how many other matters we learn. Alhamdulillah. Jayid. So, subhanahu, glory be to him, the high one. We say, subhana rabbi al a'ala. Glory be to Allah, the most high. Jayid. Excellent. So, mada ala sarir, what's on the bed? Fadal. Who's the turn? Jayid. Al? Not Khamis. Khamis is a guy's name. Jayid. That can work too. Al Khamisu. That's an Arabic surname. So where's Khamis? Where's Khamis? Al Khamisu. Al Sariri. Jayid. But Al Qamisu, the shirt. Al Qamisu Al Sariri. The shirt is on the bed. Iqra. Translate. Iqra. Read. Waktub. Can you see both of them got a sukun on them? It's an order. Iqra, read. Uktub, and write. Ma'a dabt awakhir al-kalimat. Ma'a means with. The awakhir, the ending of the kalimat, with writing the vowels. They want you to read and write, taking note of the end vowels, the Dhamma, Kasra, and Fatha. So the first one, yalla, if we begin with the sisters, Fadal, from the last row. Fadal, ukti there. Jayit, now, Fadal. Al, what's that word? Al-madrasatu. Jayid al, it's got an alif and lam, so it can't be madrasatun. Al-madrasatu. Next person. Excellent. They want to see whether you understand the usage of the harf of jar. Fil madrasati. Where's Amina? Aminatu fil madrasati. Amina is in the madrasa. Hey, where's Suleiman? Suleimanu fil madrasati. Khalas? Next person. Fil bayti. Next one. Al baytu. It hasn't been affected by anything, so it's al baytu. Next person. Al ghurfatu. Excellent. A masculine word or feminine? Al ghurfatu. Masculine or feminine? Feminine. How you know ta marbuta? Next one. Al-Hammamu. Next one. Fil-Matbakhi. In the kitchen. Next one. Al-Maktabu. Next one. Al-Maktabi. On the desk. Next one. Al-Kursigi. Next one. Al-Sariru. Next one. Al-Kitabi. On the book. Next one. في المسجد ما شاء الله جيد اقرا واكتب. Next one, sister. Full sentences now. Next sister. All the sisters read together. ما في مشكله. الطالب. The student. What about him? If I said الطالب full stop, make sense? الطالب full stop, make sense? No, I only gave you a subject. I only gave you a مبتدا. I did not give you any خبر info. الطالب. What about him? Fil jami'ati. So in English, what's our predicate? What's our khabar? Fil jami'ati. In the university. Jami'a, university. Jayid. Fil jami'ati. That's our khabar. That's our predicate. It's a phrase. Next one, sisters. All together. Sisters. MashaAllah. Next one, all sisters. Where's the businessman? Continue. Masha Allah. Next one. Maktabi. Masha Allah. Next one. Aina. Question. Can we ever say Aina Zainabun? We can say Aina Muhammadun. We can say Aina Yasirun. We can say Aina Bilalun. But can we say Aina Zainabun? No. Why? Female name. Can't take Tanween. Haram Tanween. Excellent. Hiya Fil Ghurfati. Excellent. Next one, sisters. Ayn al-waraku, where is the page? Jain, ayn al-waraku, where is the page? Page is something which is masculine, so we respond it. We say, use the word? Huwa. Huwa? Alal maktabi. Huwa alal maktabi. It is on the desk. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. Many of you, subhanAllah, you might be over the age of 50, 60, maybe 70. Who's the oldest student in the class? Who's the oldest student in the class? Anyone in their 80s here? No. Jaid, 70s? Maybe some of you look older than you are. Mushkila, mushkila. What's a mushkila? Problem, Jaid. Now, nobody in the 70s? Jaid, in 60s? How would you be? Yeah, I mean, seriously, nobody in the 60s, yeah? I thought you were like 60 plus, yeah? Ibrahim yourself, you are 80 plus. 50s? Jade, 50s, okay, fair, inshallah. I mean, nobody in 60s, yeah? No. MashaAllah, excellent. Fair, inshallah. Now, Jade. I mean, it's the rat race of Johannesburg, mushkila, inshallah. Jade, rat race of Johannesburg, even if you're 20, you look like you're 40. Allah understand. And they say the rat race, even if you win, you're still a rat. So what's the point? Jade. Next one. Ayn al-mudarrisu? Repeat. Ayn al-mudarrisu? Huwa fil fasli. He's in the classroom. The fasl, the classroom. Ayn yasirun? Huwa fil mirhadi. Huwa fil mirhadi. Mirhad is the proper word for toilet. Hammam is for bathroom, and mirhad is more for the toilet. But today they just use hammam for both. Jaid. Ash-shamsu wal-qamaru. The sun and the moon. Jaid. Ash-shamsu wal-qamaru fis-sama'i. Repeat. Ash-shamsu wal-qamaru fis-sama'i. The waw is a joining word, right? Joining letter or harf, etc. Now look here, just deeper stuff. So we got ash-shamsu. Ash-shamsu is the sun. And it's got a dhamma because it's the subject. It's the mubtada. And by default, the mubtada, they have dhamma. Are you with me? Then waw and then al-qamaru. If someone grammatically they ask, why is qamaru also got a dhamma? We say because it is linked to the shams, isn't it? The moon and the sun and the moon. The moon is just linked to the previous one. And if the previous one got a dhamma and this one's been linked, it follows the same rule. Got that? Excellent. So ash-shamsu wal-qamaru fis-sama'i is in the sky. Jayid. Man fil-fasli. Repeat. Who is in the classroom? Jaid, who is in the classroom? Give me an answer. Someone? Doctor? Who is in the classroom? Man fil fasli. Jawab.
Muhammadun.
Proper, let's do it proper. Muhammadun fil fasli. Or Aishatu fil fasli. Or Maryamu fil fasli. Jaid? Excellent. Below that, what's this here? They give you names there. They're showing you that difference. Look there. Muhammadun, Khalidun, Hamidun, Yasirun, Ammarun, Sa'idun, Aliyun, Abbasun. You saw all have tanween. Male names. Then we got female names. Aminatu, Zainabu, Fatimatu, Maryamu, Aishatu, Khadijatu, Safiyatu, Ruqayyatu. Got that? We've already discussed this. Walhamdulillah. So below that, testing your knowledge. Sisters, give us the names. Read the first one. Hamidun, excellent. Next one. Zainabu, excellent. Next one. Aminatu, excellent. Next one. Ammarun, excellent. Next one. Sa'idun, excellent. Next one. Fatimatu, excellent. Next one. Maryamu, excellent. Next one. Aliyun, excellent. Next one. Khalidun, mumtaz. What's mumtaz? Excellent. Next one. Abbasun, faddal. Next, faddal. Aishatu, faddal. Muhammadun, faddal. Safiyatu, faddal. Khadijatu, faddal. Excellent. So that's something else we learned now. When we started this section, we learned something on the side. We learned to take this noun ism, we add a ya to it, it becomes mine. So if it was a classroom, add the ya, make it my classroom, becomes fasli, rab, Lord. My rab, rabbi, jayid nabi, nabiyyi, rasul, rasuli, jayid, what else? In other words, sarirun, sariri, qalamun, qalami, yalla, haqibatun, bag, haqibatun, my bag, haqibati, fadal ukhti. Name? Example? N, example. So what's your question? Will it have a tanween? Is that your question? Will it be shirinun or tasneemun? No. With the all female names, do not take tanween. Jayid. Female names do not take tanween. Look there. For example, in your examples, ukhti, you had many names which had that ta. Ukhti. Sister. Ukhti. Ahlan wa sahlan. Jayid. So look there. Look there. You had names like Zainabu. Also does not have, does not end in a ta marbuta, but the same rule, does not take a tanween. We don't say Zainabun. Same with Maryam, we say Maryamu, not Maryamun. So any other name, tasneem or whatever, they do not take tanween. Next page, ba. Yalla. Albaytu min albayti. Repeat. What does that mean? Min means from. So albaytu, the house. Min albayti. From the house. Jayid. Al-masjidu ila al-masjidi. What's ila al-masjidi? To the masjid. Jayid. And on page number 8 in your handout notes, if you look at that, they've given you many examples from the Noble Quran. Page number 8. Handout notes. Wa minan nasi. Look at the min. It's a harf of jar. So the nas took a kasra. Can you all see that? Page number 8, handout notes. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا. And then another one. آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. You saw? The ba made it Allahi. بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ. See, yom. It's got a kasra. بِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Next one. Can you all see that? Ridha, you with me? Page number 8, second one. We did the first line. We said, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. We had three harf of jar there. The first one was min. Second one was ba. Third one was a ba too. Next line. مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. About the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Isra, Jayid. مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Repeat. مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Jayid. مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ. Jayid. Someone might ask, why harami also got a kasra? You know why? Because masjid and haram are linked. They are joined together. There was a marriage which we're going to talk about later on. So they are one couple. So if that harf of jar made masjid take a kasra, the next one takes a kasra too. Both the spouses take a kasra. Yalla. Ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Ila. Jayid. Ila masjidi. Jayid. Next one. Min qabli salatil fajri. Min qabli. Min qabli. Next one. وَمِنْ بَعْدِ صَلَاتِ الْعِشَاءِ فِي قُلُوبِ جَيِّد فِي قُلُوبِ جَيِّد فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ not ظُلُمَاتٍ وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ not فِي الْأَرْضَ أو فِي الْأَرْضُ فِي الْأَرْضِ لَا إِكْرَاهَ no compulsion لَا إِكْرَاهَ فِي الدِّينِ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ هو الذي يصوركم في الأرحام. He is the one who created you and gave form to you في الأرحام, in the أرحام, in the wombs of your mothers. جيد. يكلم الناس في المهدي. يكلم الناس. He will speak to the people. يكلم الناس في المهدي, in the cradle. جيد. في المهدي. لهم في الدنيا خزي. جيد. لهم في الدنيا. Someone might say, but now look there. We got a harf of jar which is a fi. Yes or no? Huh? And then we got دنيا. I don't know why they brought this example, right? But there are certain words, they cannot take a kasra. What we would say there, we would say that the dunya, it is an ism majroor. It has been majroorified. It has. It's just like masjidi. It's been majroorified, but it's not visible. It's not visible. It's an invisible majroor which occurred. You got that? Example, the word mustashfa. Mustashfa is a hospital. You can't say mustashfi. Where's Suleiman? Suleimanu fil mustashfa. Suleimanu fil masjidi. Got it. Easy. Suleimanu fil mustashfa. The brother mustashfa. Is it majroor? Yes, it's majroor, just like masjidi. But I can't see any kasra happening there, brother. It's invisible. It's happened, but it's invisible. You got that? Excellent. Khair, inshallah. Yalla. And the last one being?
Yujahiduna fi sabilillahi, fi sabili.
Excellent. Back to our main book. Tamarin. Few minutes left. We have to finish this lesson. So look there. Al-Mudarris. Conversation. Moving past the Mashayikh. 5 minutes. Min aina anta? Repeat. Min aina anta? Al-Mudarris, the teacher, says min. Min means from. Min aina, from where? Min aina anta? Min aina anta? Jayid. This is like another example. We got min, but then you might ask why that aina is not aini or something. Because it can't. Example, the word fi, min, ala, etc. Some words, they don't take the vowels. They don't take the fatha, dhamma, and kasra. They just set as they are. Jayid, mamnu'un min as-sarf. Min aina anta? Repeat. From where you? Arab talks like that. From where you? From where you? Jayid? Because he's doing a literal translation. From where you? Min aina anta? Anta is you to the male. We learn later on to the female, it's anti. So min aina anta, from where are you? So the student says, Muhammad says, ana. What's ana? I. Ana min al-yabani. Repeat, ana min al-yabani. Ana I min from, where's Japan? What do you think Japan is? Japan. Ana min al-yabani, I am from Japan. The mudarris says, wa min aina ammarun. Wa min aina ammarun. Translate, wa min aina ammarun. MashaAllah, we've probably got about 10 students already holding their heads, subhanAllah. Okay? Wa min aina, break just now. Wa min aina ammarun. And where, and from where is ammar? Huwa min as-sini. Huwa min as-sini. What's sin?
China.
Huwa min as-sini. Now you saw, we had yabani. We had sini. Why? Because they've been affected by the min. What's the min? It's a tarf of jar. Makes it take a kasra. Wa min aina hamidun. Huwa min al-hindi. He is from?
India.
He is from India. Jayid. Aina
abbasun.
Kharaja. What's kharaja? He left. Kharaja is past tense. He left. Jayid. Kharaja, he left. But look here. We said kharaja. Kharaja is a verb, right? Kharaja is a verb. We didn't say huwa kharaja, isn't it? Kharaja, by default, has built into it he. If I said dahaba, means he went. But I didn't mention the he. By default, these verbs have a he built in them until you prove them to be something else. If someone said kataba, kataba, it means he wrote, he wrote. If I said kharaja, he left. You could also add in huwa kharaja or huwa kataba to more emphasis, etc. But it suffices. Kharaja, he left. In book one, they don't really deal too much with verbs. They come in book two. جيد. So خرج, he left. أين ذهب? Where did he go? أين ذهب? Tell me what sentence this is. ذهب إلى المدير. What type of sentence? We began with a verb. ذهب إلى المدير. He went to the مدير. The مدير is the manager, the guy in charge. جيد. The مدير, the principal, the HOD, etc. ذهب إلى المدير. Repeat. So we spoke about على, we spoke about min, we gave examples of إلى, we spoke about فينا. جيد. So we're dealing with many of these حروف of جر. So ذهب إلى المدير. Repeat. أين ذهب علي؟ ما معنى أين؟ أين is where. أين ذهب علي؟ Repeat. Where did Ali go? Only two verbs we learned. Kharaja, he went. Kharaja, he exited, he left. And ذهب, he went. ذهب إلى المرحاض. ذهب إلى المرحاض. Jaid, where did he go? He went to the toilet. Jaid, put the picture there. Alhamdulillah. Jaid, next page. من أين أنت? Let's see. This is heavy now. Right? Let's see if you can give the answers. Ibrahim, من, from, أين, where, أنت, من أين أنت? Don't have to give me the real answer. Just give an answer, anything. من أين أنت? From where are you? Everyone repeat. من أين أنت? من أين أنت? Speaking to doctor here, min aina anta? From where are you, Jay? Speaking to a female, min aina anti? I'm not supposed to tell you that now. Complicate your brains, but so you know, inshallah. Ya la ibrahim, min aina anta? Ana, I. Then from, min. Ana min. I am from. Ana min. Ana min Benoni. Jayid. Ana min Benoni. I am from Benoni. Jayid. Everyone repeat. Min aina anta? Ana min Benoni. Jayid. Next one. Translate. A anta min al Philippine? A anta min al Philippine? What does that mean? Are you from the Philippines? Jayid. Say no. I am from Durban. La, comma. Ana, min, from, Durban. Ana, min, Durban. Repeat. Ana, min, Durban. Mumtaz. Ana, min, Durban. Repeat. Anta, min, al Filippini. Why Filippini? Because of the min. Anta, min, al Filippini. La, ana, min, Durban. من? You're asking. من? ما معنى من? Who? من من الصيني? من من الصيني? Who is from China? Tell us Muhammad is from China. محمد من الصيني. Excellent. All your sisters answer now. Right? So we said, من من الصيني? من من بنوني? Ah, look at this, sisters. من من بنوني? من من بنوني? إبراهيم من بنوني من من بنوني سمية من بنوني من من بنوني أحمد من بنوني فهمتوا؟ Excellent. من أين حامد sisters? من أين حامد؟ هو من دربن. Another one. هو من another sisters, another place. هو من الصيني. هو من الفلبيني. جيد. أين ذهب عباس sisters? As for our example, أين ذهب عباس? Where did Abbas go? أين ذهب عباس? I'm waiting, sisters only. ذهب. Look, we don't have to say هو ذهب because ذهب has built into it a هو already. So you're just like adding, boring us. If you say هو ذهب إلى المديري. And just say ذهب إلى المدير sorted out. جيد. Everyone repeat ذهب إلى المدير. ذهب إلى المدير. جيد يا مشايخ. I know you're holding your heads now. طيب below that you've already done this. Repeat. الغرفة من الغرفة from the room. Look at how much of repetition to drill it in. من الحمام المرحاض إلى المرحاض. What's إلى المرحاض? To the toilet. Right. What's من الحمام? From the حمام. اليابان الفلبين من الهندي إلى الصيني. From India and to China. جيد. إقرأ مكتوب. Anything important there? Turn over to exercise 4 there. Where they say ضع في الفراغ في ما يلي الحرف جر مناسب. Put in the blanks. Number 4 there. Put in the blanks the harf of jar which is appropriate. Al kitabu something maktabi. You tell me. Can you all see that? You all know where I am. Okay? At the, almost finishing that lesson. So al kitabu, the book, what? Al maktabi. Atalibu, something fasl. Fil fasli. Dhahaba hamidun ila al jami'ati. Jayed. Brothers, keep quiet. Only sisters. خرج المدير. Exited the مدير. The مدير left. Something مدرسة. من المدرسة. He exited from the مدرسة. ذهب محمد. Muhammad went. It is a verbal sentence. Muhammad went. Something seen. Something يابان. He went from China. من الس... No. ذهب محمد. Yeah, you can say that. من الصين from China إلى اليابان. MashaAllah. Then new words there. We got المدرسة too, which is a madrasa. Technically means a school, right? Madrasa means a school. Then we got الفصل, the classroom. الحمام, the bathroom. المرحاض, the toilet. We did this. المطبخ, the kitchen. الغرفة, the room. الجامعة, the university. السوق, that. The marketplace. Al-Yabanu, Japan. Asinu, in China. Al-Hindu, India. Al-Filipino, Philippines. Al-Mudiru, the principal. Dahaba? He went. Kharaja? He left. And then they gave you some examples. They just put it in, you know, in order there so you know these huruf of jar. They say, fi. What's fi? In. Fi is in. What's ala? On. What's min? From. What's ila? To. And then they write there, min hurufil jar. They are from. They're not all, but they are from hurufil jar. And that sentence has a huruf of jar too. You saw that? Mm-hmm. They say, min hurufi. Min hurufi. From. They are from the huruf. They are from the letters of jar. Walhamdulillah. Others, example, the waw, wallahi, billahi, tallahi, the lam, many other examples of huruf of jar. These are only but a few, insha'Allah. And with that, we have done only 4 lessons. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Jayid, hayyakumullah. So, in this last lesson, we spoke about the huruf of jar. Jayid, maybe we spent too much of time on it. Huruf of jar are these things here. They don't give us any meaning in and of it themselves, but they make the noun which comes after them take a kasra. Simple as that. Walhamdulillah. When we return, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we start discussing the first of those marriages. Kitabu Muhammadin. Look here. We got kitabun. We got kitabun, yes or no? A book. We got Muhammad there. Muhammadun. Are you all with me? If I told you kitabun, Muhammadun, a book, Muhammad. I told you kitabun, Muhammadun, a book, and Muhammad. Makes no sense, nothing, Jayid. Marry both of them. And we do this. We make it kitabu. We make it kitabu. And they're not Muhammadun, but Muhammadin. So that Dhamma thing there disappears, and one of those also disappears. Now it becomes the book of Muhammad. How did we marry them? We married them with removing one of those Dhammas, take that other thing there and make it a kasra. So Kitabun Muhammadun became Kitabu Muhammadin. Jayid. Baytun and Allah became Baytun and Allah, make it house of Allah, Baytu Allahi, Kasra, Baytullahi, join it. Look again, we got Baytun, we got Allahu, join them, Baytu Lahi. We took out one of that bombas, and here we made it Majroor, we made it Kasrafied. Got that? Excellent. Hayyakumullah. Wada bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. We take a break and we return. Okay, we take a 1 hour break inshallah. So we return at 22:02. Jai?
We'll break for lunch as well.
Lunch and so break salah and then have your lunch inshallah. Hayyakumullah. Exactly 1 hour break and then we continue. If you're happy with coming back to class before an hour, yalla, I'm fine with that.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.